The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line each and every Tuesday around noon. Jeff Francoeur with us on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. We saw you real quick at the Atlanta Braves Foundation golf tournament yesterday at the Atlanta Athletic Club. Everybody said they had a great time. Jeff, I'm sure you feel the same way.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. It's always great to see the guys there when Dale Murphy, you know, we don't get to see Tim Hudson too much come around. And, of course, some of the current Braves, especially the some of the pitching staff. So it was good to see all those guys and obviously had a beautiful day and for a great cause for the Braves Foundation.
And if anybody, Jeff, needed a day off, it was the Braves after that disaster of a West Coast swing.
Yeah. You know what, man? I tell people every year, you're going to have one or two disaster road trips. It just is. And you know, I will continuously say, look, the Mariners pitching staff might be the best pitching staff in all of baseball. People don't hear about it. They understand it, but they are great. So that was tough. And look, the last two games to the Dodgers were not awesome. But you know what? With that being said, I still – you know, look, there's some guys on this team that have not got going yet. And I continue to stress that the fact that they're doing what they're doing and winning games that they're winning without them, I think is pretty impressive. But I think you're seeing when you play some of the top-notch pitching staffs, the Mariners, the Dodgers, you have to be able to score runs. And when they weren't able to, you saw what happened. It was a 1-5 trip.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. I know that yesterday we were talking a little bit, too, about this Tom Brady roast. And you said, Robert Kraft, everybody needs to be fair game in a roast.
Well, you know, I've watched him. First of all, I would never do that. I would never volunteer to be roasted.
You got
to
sit up there for 2.5 hours and just take it.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, like you said, just take it. But with that being said, you know, I do kind of, you know, feel that, look, if you're up there, it is what it is. You got to be ready to take all things and things that you've done or been a part of, or like, for instance, there, your football team. But you saw Brady. That was the only time he shot up quick. But, you know, Robert Kraft's always been his guy, too.
One of the things that I think we just did this on the pregame, might have been Sunday. There was a 7-day stretch where the Oakland A's hit 15 homers and the Braves hit 2. And I agree with you. It's tough to get well against a really good staff. But I think it's other things that you just read and you go, well, I didn't have that.
When an entire lineup is struggling like that, Jeff, do you start to press as an individual?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think you can. And certain guys that haven't had the numbers that they're used to having. And you know, 30, 35 games into a season. You know, you're coming up here in another week on the kind of, you know, the fourth of the season. So then you start to, you know, we used to always say that's when you start really looking at records, numbers, and they kind of start to, you know, even out. So I think that's the biggest thing. Look, if you're not going to hit, man, it's going to be tough. And then some of these guys start to feel that of, hey, look, we are losing. We're not winning games right now. But with that being said, I think it'll be nice. And look, this was one of the toughest parts of the schedule. I have to go out west. You come home, it's weird. You get two games at home, and then you got to go back on the road to New York. So this was kind of a weird little stretch schedule-wise.
If you're going to put your money down on who breaks out first, who would you say? Breaks out, like helps his team to a few wins, if not single-handedly. Oh, okay, that's how you win baseball games.
I would say Olsen. I actually, he squared a few balls up on this trip. I think he's closer than you think. And for him, you know, with the amount of power that he has for doubles and home runs, I think you're going to see him bust out here pretty soon in a big way.
You know, it's really strange. We kind of joked about it yesterday, Sean Murphy.
I don't think anybody anticipated him being out as long as he has been out. I know the oblique, any muscle injury, a soft tissue injury is a strange thing, but I thought we would see him back by now.
Well, I think, guys, what that's telling you, and look, you know, people are always, all organizations, teams are usually quiet on injuries and stuff, but I think that's what that's telling you is that he hurt that thing pretty good, man. It wasn't just a little, you know, 10-day job. I think he definitely pulled that thing a lot more. It's a lot more hurt than they think. So I think the one good thing is, you know, when you do get him back, you want to make sure you're healthy. Look, when you're swinging the bat like that, man, if you don't have the ability to go up there and think I can swing loose and free and let it loose, then you're going to be in trouble. So I think for him, hopefully it's sooner than later, though. It has been a while.
Is there going to be a moment about August 15th when Braves players are going to think, why the hell do we have 2 days off this week in May? Why did we have all these Thursdays off in April? I'd really like one now. Doesn't it? Like, if you had your choice, wouldn't you go, as good as this might feel this week, I kind of wish I had a couple of these in August.
Yeah, look, I think everybody loved the idea of having yesterday off. My guess is after Wednesday, it's like, let's just go ahead and fly to New York and play a four-game series if we're going to do that, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, but with that being said, that's a schedule. That's what they do. But it is weird, man. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense sometimes. But you're right, man. When you come August and you're 120 in, you want a couple days off.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Put your manager hat on for a second, because I personally, Nick and I have talked about this, I would have given Matt Olson a day off. There would have been one of those Wednesdays where I would have given him two. That's Brian Snicker's deal. He's the manager. I get that. What about the lineup? Do you think you try to do anything? And I don't mean the goofy thing, but do you think you try to shake it up with the lineup maybe at the top of it right now? For a night.
I don't know, man. It's so,
for a night.
Maybe for a night you do it, but, you know, we've known a Snip forever, and that's just not – he's just never going to do that. And, you know, whether I – agree or disagree, at the end of the day, you know, those guys kind of like where they're at. They know what they have to do. And again, I know the reasoning behind it, but I also think with this team, sometimes you're like, look, we can kind of plug whoever we need where and get him going. I just don't see him doing it. But you know what? I've also, you know, they've done it before. And, you know, I mean, do you remember last year in the playoffs, guys? They switched up in game one after doing something the whole year. So you don't know what they're thinking at this time. But again, I would be very shocked if it was, you know, maybe one guy. I don't think I'd see a whole bunch of people switched all over the place.
Were you ever involved in a pull the names out of a hat game?
Ron Washington said he seriously did that the other day managing the Angels.
Yeah, you know what's funny is actually, yeah, when I was in Kansas City a couple times, we had a couple Sunday games where you came in and it was very odd, very different. We actually asked Ned Yost if he pulled out of a hat. And he said no, but in all intents and purposes, we were kind of like, huh, that looks a little shady. So I wonder if it did happen. But, you know, at the same time, I think the one thing for the Braves that you look at is the strength of this team is the consistency, the offense. So I just don't know that you're going to see it because I think this team's showed you numerous times what they can do.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. We know that Tyler Matzik's on the injured list. Is this, I'm not saying it's a fake injury, but is this more or less a reset for him more so than anything else?
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, the hardest thing we figured to do, right, is come back and click on all cylinders. And I just think when you've been out for a while, you have to be able to look in this league. You got to be able to spot the ball. If y'all remember Tyler Matzik, guys, he was throwing 99, 98. And for him coming back, it's just, he doesn't have that in the bag right now. Does that mean that, you know, he's not going to get it back to him, but I think it's more important for him to be able to hit spots with that being said. And that's something, you know, I think that for him, maybe having a break, maybe getting a chance to work on that will be something that's big.
I'm not asking you to speak about another organization, but he said it out loud. You had somebody in charge of the Marlins baseball say, we don't think we're going to be in the playoffs this year. I know there's nobody in that room thought they were going to be in the playoffs, but what do you think about a guy saying it out loud in May and then trading their best hitter?
Yeah.
Well, and if you saw last week, you know, he kind of doubled down before that, kind of, we're still okay, you know, this and that. And then it was like 5 days later, yeah, we're out of it. You know, again, look, I think it's just tough because, you know, you look what they were able to accomplish last year. And, you know, to me, that's probably the one organization where we've seen where instead of building on that, I mean, they just completely went backwards, right? Like, I mean, completely, they got rid of Kim, you know, look, I don't think Skip's real happy with how all that went down. So, I mean, they completely changed things. And now, of course, they got rid of the batting champion from last year. So, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure what the heck's going on down there. But I know this, that when you look at that team and what they were able to do last year, it's crazy to think how far they stepped back instead of continuing to go forward.
Is it okay if part of me appreciates the idea that he said it out loud and for the rest of baseball? Arise being traded this early, there were going to be teams, and the reason they have more wild cards is they want more teams to think they're in it. You got to know that you're not in it. If I can get more in the end of May or the beginning of June, we might see a few other big name or big name type players get traded this year early, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And look, maybe, you know, maybe he realized after he said what he said last week that maybe I looked like an idiot or, you know, maybe he had some good friends tell him, yeah, that probably wasn't smart, but. Look, I think he's great being proactive because, as you said, like, you know, they're not necessarily sitting here and all clicking on all cylinders. But with that being said, again, I just think it's so weird how far they came last year and then to completely go backwards. You know, it's just completely different than what we're used to seeing.
All right. So how's the podcast looking, the Kirk Cousins deal?
Great, man. It's going to be fun. You know, May 20th, it'll be an absolute blast. And, you know, I cannot wait, man. North Point Church from 6:30 to 8:15, you know, get to talk to him about his career. And of course, you know, the way that he was raised with sports and then the way he's going to coach his kids. So I think it's going to be great. You know, I've told you this, man, I'm a huge Kirk fan. And of course, being a Falcons fan, I'm excited to have him under center this year. That's for sure.
Tickets still available because we'll give out more information. If you want to go see the podcast live with Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Some tickets are still available. You can go on and get them on pureathleteinc.com. And I think there's we're getting pretty close to filling up. So, but there's still some tickets. And again, it's going to be a great evening, man, of just good stories, some laughter, of course. But then I think a good way for you and your kid to really enjoy listening to a guy who's obviously done at the highest level, but did it the right way, too.
All right, Jeff, looking forward to it. Looking forward to this weekend. Let's see if the Braves can get things right against the Red Sox, then off to New York, and we'll talk about it next week.
Awesome, guys. Thanks.
You got it. Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.